MTL.
Chrissy JL News. I'm Serena Abuljood. Last week, the Bangladeshi community in Montreal gathered on Park Avenue in solidarity with protests in Bangladesh over the reinstatement of a quota reserving government jobs. The system sets aside 30% of high-paying government positions for family members of veterans of the country's fight for independence. University students began rallying last month after the High Court ordered the restoration of the quota, which was previously in place from 1972 to 2018. Currently, Bangladesh is facing major economic struggles, such as rising food prices and high unemployment rates, especially among the youth. Over the past week, the ongoing protests have been met with a sharp increase in violence. The government has imposed a communications blackout, as well as a nationwide curfew, with soldiers and police setting up checkpoints and patrolling mainly deserted streets of the country's capital city, Dhaka. Local reports revealed that at least 197 people, including journalists and police, were killed, in addition to the several thousands that got injured. Journalists were also threatened by authorities for reporting on the protests. On July 24th, Montreal police impeded the reporting of journalist Una Barrett, who works for Pivot, while she was covering a demonstration held by climate activists outside the Montreal airport. Barrett was filming from outside the police perimeter around the protests, but an officer repeatedly attempted to shut down her reporting. Her status as a journalist was also questioned by the police. This occurs 3 months after police arrested journalist Savannah Craig and charged her with public mischief while covering a pro-Palestine sit-in in Scotiabank. Craig is still facing this charge. Barrett and Craig both work for independent news outlets. Women Press Freedom has condemned both incidents, and Pivot said that it is a sadly common phenomenon, particularly towards independent media. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, hello. It's Jalen back in the studio. This is Northern Stage Lights with your host, Jalen. I hope everyone's having a great afternoon. As you can notice, my voice is a bit raspy, so I guess I'll do a little bit less talking today and focus mostly on music or play more music on today's episode. If you guys follow me or like the radio show's page on Instagram, I have some big updates for an aspiring music journalist. So last week I was invited by Range Magazine to cover this festival in Bain-Saint-Paul, so Le Festif up north. And once the article comes out, I'll share it with all of you guys. But for now, I just want to share how just incredible of an experience that was to go to not a remote part of Quebec, but just be surrounded by nature. Like, basically, but is very naturesque and surrounded by nature and listening to amazing music. Like, I saw Half Moon Run. I ran into Petit Béliveau in the downtown area. I got to see Corridor and, like, other amazing bands, mostly local bands, but also, like, international bands and out-of-province bands that maybe I'll, like, get into later. But, yeah, so, like, I'll start off by playing some of the bands I saw at that festival. And I think it was like just with like festival season upon us, like Oceaga's next week. But I think for people from Montreal, if you're from Montreal, if you've never been to Le Festif, I highly recommend it. It's a 4-hour drive from Montreal, but I think everyone has to go to that festival like at least once in your life. It was just like super magical, just like swimming in the river and like still hearing the music from the stages while you're like in this like natural body of water. Anyways, totally incredible. But yeah, so as I said, I'll start off with some songs from bands that I saw live. Some of the bands are songs I've played before. But anyways, without further ado, I'll start off today's episode with Alco by Half Moon Run and then play Domino by Corridor. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Started. Now you wanna switch the song, and we don't have to get along. It's
decide to sing it. Looking down on mirrors, I see it playing back again with little pieces of boy. I'm out of pocket, non-cooperator. Hold that thought for a minute. You just want me to jump both feet down into the bottom of the river with you. Yeah.
that was Domino by Corridor. And before that, Alco by Half Moon Run. Also, up next is She's Gone by Pi-Pi, or Pi-Pi, spelled P-Y-P-I. And I also saw them at Le Festif, and they performed right after Corridor. I think there's a lot of highlights for that weekend, but I think by far the most memorable was definitely seeing Corridor live. I've played their song from their new album, Mourir Demain, like a while ago, but seeing that live was incredible. They're coming to Montreal on October 4th or 3rd. I'll confirm that, but they're playing at Le National, and if you have time and you have the funds, I highly recommend seeing them live. They're incredible, and they're also super nice. I had the chance to chat with them too, but I digress. Up next is She's Gone, that Pi-Pi that played right after Corridor at Le Festif, and they were also incredible. Seeing Corridor and Pi-Pi back to back, like, that experience, like, nothing compares to that feeling. But yeah, anyways, here's Pi-Pi.
Thank you. It's the sound of the Fantasia International Film Festival, back for another year on the downtown campus of Concordia University from July 18th to August 4th. North America's premier genre film festival is your place to see the most eye-poppingly, face-meltingly extraordinary films from around the world. For more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes, check out FantasiaFestival.com. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine folks at
Fantasia.
Ich liebe es, mich bei CJLO freiwillig zu engagieren, weil ich unzählige kreativen, interessanten und leidenschaftlichen Menschen kennengelernt habe. Bei so vielen Möglichkeiten, alle Aspekte des Rundfunks und der Tonproduktion kennenzulernen, ist es wirklich toll, sich mit CJLO zu beschäftigen, um sich Gehör zu verschaffen. Wenn Sie daran interessiert sind, Freiwilliger bei CJLO zu werden, senden Sie ein E-Mail an volunteer@cjlo.com oder bewerben Sie sich unter cjlo.com/volunteer.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
So that was She's Gone by Pi Pi. Up next is a very special song for a friend of mine's grandmother. Anyways, sorry, I was like burying the lead right there. As much as I think last week, if you tuned in, you knew that I did a different variation of my episode. So I asked people to submit a song and a sweet memory. And a lot of you did, and that's what I played. And I have one more that I was meant to play last week, but I'm going to play it today instead. And this is by my best friend's grandmother, Marge Voss. Both of you are listening. If not, that's okay. So this song, and actually Marge texted me a few of the songs, but this is actually a really sweet song and sweet memory. So Marge, her next door neighbors are in a band called 15 Minutes by Phone, and Marge's mother, so my friend's great-grandmother recently turned, well, like, is 101 now, but last year turned 100, and as a gift to Marge's mother and to my best friend's great-grandmother, this band wrote a song dedicated to Nettie Voss, so the great-grandmother. Sorry, a lot of family lineage in here, too. A talk, so sorry if I get confusing with that, but yeah, so the song was made and dedicated to Nettie Voss, and I'm gonna paraphrase what the band, read what the band said about the song, because I can't really say better than what they sent. But basically, the song that I'm about to play is a song about enduring reflections of a long life, a life that is both inspired and difficult as it moves through the changing scenery of our existence. More and more we pass from participant to observer, leaving fragments of our identity behind. The song is dedicated to the wisdom of Nettie Voss, so I hope you guys enjoy this song, and to Marge, to Amanda, to the entire family, I hope I'm thinking of you, and I can't wait. Actually, Amanda's coming back to Montreal, so I can't wait to see you, Amanda. But yeah, this is Not About Me by 15 Minutes by Phone.
Too many.
Didn't remember what I needed for thee, and
And that was Not About Me by the band 15 Minutes by Phone. Speaking of the ideas of songs and sweet memories, obviously, as I described before, that song was dedicated to Nettie Voss, my friend's great-grandmother, written by the band that neighbors them, and they would always, hear the band practice. On Tuesday, I saw Greg Freeman with Aviva, the host of The Ally Show, and I think she recently wrote an article that's published on the CJLO website, and I think it's absolutely beautiful, but it's one of those, this song, or just the idea of songs and memories that reminded me of this most recent concert I went to with her and a bunch of her friends and my partner, and I think that was just one of those moments where you knew that in a few years that it would be huge. She captured, in her article she wrote, beautifully read it. I think you all should read it. But I think she really Aviva, by writing her article, really captures the idea of, at that concert, you knew, you're witnessing the beginning of something huge, and I don't know, that if I ever have children, I think that concert would be I saw Greg Freeman live at this school before he blew up, and I really felt that. But yeah, and it was a beautiful concert, and I'm so happy I brought someone that didn't know who they were before, and was also with Aviva, someone who was a huge fan, so I got to experience this concert with a huge fan, and then someone who was falling in love with this artist because I introduced them to it. But I digress. Next is a song that was sent to me by my friend, who actually knows the band. They're called, I don't know if I can say it on radio, but Cootie Catcher, with their song Ontario. And I think it's really cute. But yeah, here is Cootie Catcher with their song Ontario. So yeah, sorry, big shift from a song dedicated to, a big shift from Not About Me. But yeah, here it is. Here's Ontario.
Thank you.
was Ontario by Cootie Catcher, followed by Killer by Babe Corner. Up next is Pebble by Fern.
Thank you. cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Hello, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you're listening to
CJLO.
Montreal! Yeah!
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
So before the ad break, I played Pebble by Fern, followed by Bosses Hang Part 1 by Godspeed You Black Emperor. And that Bosses Hang Part 1 was a song that didn't make the cut last week due to time, but was submitted by a listener slash friend, Noah, who saw them live in Vermont a while back, and for them, that concert had a very memorable place on their heart. So I'm glad to have shared that song on the airwaves. I do really like it a lot, and I think what I like about, you know, hosting my own radio show is being able to discover new songs from friends or people are listening to different stations. So as much as I like sharing music and new music with you all and my friends and my close circle, I also equally, if not, appreciate more receiving slash listening and discovering new music. Anyways, up next is Sunspot by Body Wash.
We'll be right back.
That was Candlebar by Monomyth. Okay, finally got that. Candlebar by Monomyth. And before that was Sunspot by Body Wash. Up next to finish off today's episode is Bully Goes Dancing Drunk Into the Night by Loving. I think they were here back in February, and I don't know why I didn't go see them, but I wish I did. And speaking about shows, I will be seeing Fireball Kid, Sorry Snowman, and Sun Junkies in a week, August 4th, at Casa de Popolo. I hope I got that right. But I'll be covering that show, so I hope to see you guys there. Enjoy this last song by Loving.
Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. That would really be something. I'm clearly disappearing. I'm clearly disappearing at the thought of our nearing an end. And it was there you declared all love is unfair. Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once, so truly, for once, so truly, for once, so truly, I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing.
Sorry, I got the title wrong. That was Bully Goes Dancing Drunk Into the Future. As I said before, I hope to see you guys all next week, August 4th at the Casa del Popolo to see the Sun Junkies, a Fireball Kid, and Sorry Snowman perform live. So I'll actually be covering that. And I hope you guys all have a lovely weekend. I'll also be at Oceaga Day 2 to see Chapel Roan and Green Day. I'll talk about that experience next week. I hope you guys all have a lovely weekend and see you all in a bit.